Hello, everyone. We are from the Prescott E-News office. Thank you for tuning in to the Quad Cities Business Beat. We are all about local business and talking to business owners and finding out what brought them to Prescott, their background, why they do what they do. I am Lynette Hoyt. I am your host of this podcast. The hostess with the mostest. And this podcast is sponsored by me. I am with Plexus Worldwide, an independent ambassador. I am also joined at this round table with Zach, my husband, extraordinaire.
He brings his own crowd pleasers.
He does bring his own crowd pleasers.
His cheerleaders.
That's what we should have.
I know how
I want pom poms.
I'm going to incorporate them, man. And as everybody's going to scream,
the infamous San Martin, if you haven't followed
him
on Facebook, you should. He is with Prescott Night Out.
The place where you get the Hey, it's not all about us, Zach. Let's go ahead and get the introduction of the guest speaker.
Guest of the hour, Debbie Moranville.
Debbie.
And I tell you, if you're in the community, you need to know who she is because she is with Goods from the Garden and the Natural Healing Garden.
Yeah.
They are crazy involved with community stuff.
Very involved.
Very involved. And Zach and I actually worked with her and Debbie, or Debbie and Richard, her husband, with the Chamber Ambassadors.
Yes.
And that's how we got to know them. And they are amazing people. And so, Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me and inviting me. And I'm going to enjoy the ride here with the rest of these teammates. It'll be fun. It'll be fun to share.
Yeah, most definitely. Yes. I'm kind of intrigued because all of a sudden you said you had another business. I was like, do you even have time to do this? Because every time I'm out at doing any public events, you are there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not there to actually like, well, you are there to mingle, but you are also
She's working.
Yeah, you're just
serving.
Double serving. Timing.
I'm doing a service that I feel I've been blessed to do.
No, that food is blessing. Yeah. You don't understand.
Serve and host. And to
I was kind of happy you were going to be here today. I was like, oh, maybe she's going to bring us some food. I told Annette, I was like, you should just throw that in there just a little bit and see what happens.
Some chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles.
I never had waffles.
We had that.
Yeah, we did.
Last time that I got to
the mixer at Forest Villas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was great. Have you gone?
I missed that mixer. Obviously.
Oh, he's been there a few times.
Oh, have you?
I should not be missing these mixers.
We did a homemade molasses cinnamon drizzle over the chicken and waffles that my chef Christina had put together for us.
It was pretty amazing.
It's pretty dynamite.
It was
you never know what you're going to get.
It was good.
When we serve.
Well, we'll be there next week. So
yeah.
Next week already?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, it is next week. There's mixers like every week,
second
every
Thursday.
Day.
I'm pretty sure you could find a mixer every day.
Sure.
We have a few in our kitchen. We've got a big hand mixer, a big Hobart mixer.
See,
now we got jokes. Now we're started.
You're
now
contagious.
We are started.
The vibe is in. The vibe is in, guys. As far as being like, you know, serious about your business, I mean, it seems like you put a lot of heart into it. And when I say that, you know, obviously, I tasted in the food, and I'm like a huge fan of your food. What makes it so special? I mean, don't get me wrong. I know what it makes special, but can you express to all the people that listen to this podcast what makes it so special?
Well, thank you for recognizing its essence that it has. A lot of people say that the food is just delicious. We start with a lot of great ingredients. I think that's the biggest part is choosing really good sourced ingredients, clean, natural, as much as possible. And the biggest thing, too, is adding herbs. But again, it's our passion. So the folks that work with us at Goods from the Garden and the Natural Healing Garden are very passionate about what they do. And one of our little side lines that we have is that we believe that every life well lived begins in the garden. So with the garden, you've got flowers, you've got little bushes, you've got herbs, and then you get a weed every once in a while, and then you have new seeds and a lot of fertilized soil. So we have a lot of great things at our business as far as the people and the caliber of folks that come. So it really starts with people who love to cook. They love what they do. I'm really very blessed to have folks that when they come to work, they're just I want to do what I do, whether it's in serving or in cooking. And for me, I love cooking, and I love the whole service part and the experience of an event from beginning to end. Even if it's giving somebody a bag of soup or a dinner, instead of doing a full wedding or open house, etc. But when I was young, I used to watch Julia Child, so now you get to hear all the stuff about me. So I'd be watching Julia Child and the Friends Chef, having a little bit of beef bourguignon, and I was intrigued. My grandmother, Betty Scardini, bless her heart, I miss her so much, but she had a basement kitchen and an upstairs kitchen. So I had the privilege of living with her for some time, and so I would go up and down the stairs following grandma making all this amazing Italian food. My background is Italian and German. Then one point in my life, my father remarried a Hispanic woman, and so I learned how to create Latino flair and cook in the kitchen with my new grandma. So since I was little, food has just been really important. There were some times that food wasn't as plentiful, and so I would assist with my brothers and sisters and make things of what was in the pantry. So I learned how to make a roux or a bechamel, which is like a white sauce gravy. And I created things, and my brothers and sisters were like, wow, this is good. This is awesome. Instead of just doing like ramen and stuff like that. But the smells in the kitchen just light me up. All the touching and feeling and going and picking out different ingredients. Our local farmers market is amazing. There's a lot of amazing farmers, men and women and children that work so hard. So to know that in some of our ingredients, we have carrots and onions and herbs and chilies from different organizations. It just makes it. So I love what I do. And a cute little story. I was probably 9. My cousin came over, and my youngest brother and our neighbor got married. That my cousin married them, and I was in charge of catering. So when I was a little girl, in addition to watching Julia, I made leftover spaghetti, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and we had Jell-O and Kool-Aid, and that was the reception. And I had no idea that 45 years later, now you know my age, I'd be sharing something that I loved to do when I was a little girl. It's cook.
You have evolved.
So yeah, so that's a lot of me that you may not have known about. So
what is your background, and how did you find Prescott? You know, I know you aren't a native of here. So how do people find Prescott? That's always the question I want to know.
How did I find Prescott? My mom lived in Tempe. And so during the summertime, we would go visit my mom for the summer, and she would take us to Prescott, Sedona, Jerome, Flagstaff. And what's that little place? Mogollon Rim. We'd go camping. So we would always be up in the north
part of the state.
Yeah, the north central part of this area. And Prescott was just amazing. And then my sister moved to Chino Valley back in the 90s. And I would see her and my family, her children. And anyway, we'd come up with my daughters and I'd visit. And she had a beautiful view of Flagstaff. And I would hate going home. And then I met Richard. Richard, it's all because of you. So Richard was up with us once. Richard's my husband. For those of you that know, Richard Moranville. And we were visiting my sister, and I was leaving, and I was crying. I'm like, I just wish I didn't have to leave. I love it up here. Well, why don't you just move? Okay. So you mean I have to leave everybody I know, my circle of community in Phoenix, and move to Chino Valley? So September of 2005, we did. And it really... I get a little mushy, but it really was one of the best things I've ever done. Was come up here to the Chino and Prescott area, and it's been amazing to be able to raise my kids in city life and then also in a rural area. But I really think the whole small town feeling is amazing, because I'm originally from Chicago, so I'm a South Chicago girl. And so think of all those millions of people that I've known and touched throughout my growing up, that Prescott, that small niche is really powerful.
Yeah, I do believe that. I'm born and raised here, and I can't even think about moving.
Weirdo.
I tried it one time, and I'm like, what am I doing here? Like, there's nothing that can keep me in this location. Right? I'm going back home. home is this is my home for yeah. sure.
I think it's funny that there was like this influx of great people. I'm just saying, in like the end of the last third of 05 and then into 06, you know, because I know I showed up in 06.
I was there too. Yeah,
me too.
We followed you, Zach. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Look at
Zach's
that.
Zach's there. We better move. Yeah.
Just right? Great people moved in that yeah, know, like 12 years ago.
It's a beautiful place. Yeah. I mean, and all like if you like take away from, you know, a lot of the things that happen in our economy here, like business, work, proper, you know, pay, you mm-hmm. know, money coming into your pockets, the just the natural beauty, that's what I'm in love with. Yeah. I could be broke living on a bench and I'm still going to be loving it here.
That's right.
Yeah. That's just who I am. I mean, even though I have so much family here, nobody will let me sleep on a bench. Even
maybe one just day, a nap in the backyard.
even though I've been wanting to try to do that, so I didn't have no care in the world. Like literally just think about it. Wake up. What are you going to do today? Just enjoy nature.
Yeah. Just enjoy nature.
I know a lot of people that do that type of stuff. So, yeah. I mean, well, not personally, but when I'm driving down the road, I did see that one day and I'm just like, man, I really, really like those guys. Mm-hmm. They got no worries right now. Yeah,
the guy just sleeping on the square, just
nothing. No care. It's beautiful.
I don't know. I like my bed too much. You know, I'm just saying.
No, don't get me wrong.
Maybe I just got to an age that I'm like, you know, no, flat does not do it. Or I just love my bed, you know.
And the four seasons that we have. I know. Really, we have true four seasons.
I love it.
Yeah, and I've never had anything different, you know, as far as like listening to other people that come from out of town and from other places. I finally get to acknowledge, you know, what it is. I've never felt it unless I go down to Phoenix. We don't have to drive like an hour away and we could have like all these different type of like climates.
Right.
Like you go to Camp Verde, all of a sudden it's all humid and you're all like, what the heck is this? Mm-hmm. You go to Phoenix, it's like, really heat.
It's a dry kind of heat.
Yeah, then you go up a little bit north and you're just like bone chilling cold up there. And I'm just like, all right. You know, I feel like the three little bear or the three bears where this was too hard, this was too soft, and this was just perfect. I feel
just
like that.
Just right. Yeah, this is that perfect place.
This is just right.
And we all get to live here.
We all get to live here.
Yeah, very, very much blessed. I feel.
I think so too. I moved here from Vegas, grew up in Montana, so I went rural, big city here, and I am very glad to be back in smaller town.
It's good to have business people like you guys in this town, you know, because ultimately it actually makes our economy, you know, thrive and strive. And I think it's awesome that you bring these people in here because without this podcast, we wouldn't know too much about many of the businesses around town.
So let's find out a little bit more. Tell us about Goods from the Garden, what your philosophy is, kind of what you, because you're a specialty caterer, I think.
Very much so.
You know?
Thank
tell
you.
Us boutique. What you, tell us all boutique. About it. Yeah. She's a boutique caterer.
The boutique of food.
Boutique caterer.
I never thought of it that way, but I love it. Yeah.
So,
Goods Zach with the thoughts. Boom.
Boom.
Mind blowing.
See, that's why we're here.
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay. It's all good.
The truth right there.
So Goods from the Garden launched about 4 years ago. And the Natural Healing Garden is our main company. So the Natural Healing Garden is a massage and wellness center. And we've been in community. We're on our 8th year. We start our 9th year next year. Yeah, it's been amazing. And we are a small, true family business. Richard and I... I always say Richard started the business. He was a massage therapist for about, maybe 5 years when I first met him or so. And he's been a massage therapist for almost 19 years now. And he saw what I did in my previous job. I worked for McDonald's Corporation.
I know.
So I bring an amazing background and talent from McDonald's Corporation of operations, people training, development, community, diversity. I held many positions with McDonald's from making French fries to being in restaurant operations, training, marketing, risk management. So the safety girl was my last name and position, and working with multiple people.
That what was on your name badge, safety girl?
It should have been.
Did you have a cape with that?
I used to have props. I would do training, and I would give the most fun because safety sometimes can be dry. My job was to look what was wrong.
I'm going to do what she tells me not to do.
But I like to find what's right. Yeah. So anyway, when Richard and I met, he's just thought, wow, look at all these skills you have. And he's always been an entrepreneur, and he's helped teach me to be that because it's a little different when you've been in corporate America for 30 decades and then you're shifting to the other side. Yes. But it really is amazing.
I'm just saying, I've learned she just so said much. 30 decades. You look really good. 3 decades, for your age.
30 years. Yeah,
30 decades.
Natural skincare, essential oils, lots
for
of garlic.
30 decades of doing work.
A little plug in there for the natural beauty stuff.
So through the time that Richard and I have been together, the food was always my passion. And I was doing private catering. I worked for another local business who is not here in Prescott anymore, but down in the valley, Macayo's, and just really thought I need to do something on my own. This is really what I want to do. I want to be in charge of my schedule a little bit more and have more flexibility and freedom. And you know how it is being in the restaurants. You're working in the kitchen. And so I work lots of hours, but in a way that I choose. But anyway, getting back on it, I was able to get my catering license. Richard just encouraged to say, let's do this. You're doing it. Let's just really do it. So we started with a local business, one of our first accounts. My friend Tamara Turner, who I love dearly, said, hey, Sacred Heart needs an event, and I want you to cater for them because I love your food and I know you can do it. And there was 200 people. So we're like, okay. So through finding our commercial kitchen and all the licensing and putting a menu together, we did our first big catering event here in town. And we've had the privilege of working with them a couple more other times. But it just started growing slowly but surely. We don't do a lot of advertising. It's important to advertise, but we don't do so much where goods from the garden just started popping up a little bit more. Thankfully, through hard work and dedication.
Could you say it sprouted?
It sprouted. It did. It did.
The seeds were planted.
I think a lot of it is the connections that we've made as we are talking about Prescott. You know, when people try something or they meet someone through whatever networking group we're in or groups of people that we're with, they're just, you know, we take care of our own. Absolutely. We support each other as much as possible. And sometimes it may not happen when you want it to happen. Mm-hmm. It happens.
Yep.
And so just like in the garden, you water the garden, you fertilize the soil. And sure enough, now on our fourth year with catering, we've been able to do so many types of events, from weddings to quinceañeras to life celebrations, 50th anniversary parties. We seem to get a lot of folks who want that special touch to make it 50 years. So when you guys make 50 years, just let me know. Be happy to come and take care of that for you.
45 more to go.
There you go. But we do a variety of events. We support other businesses.
Yes.
Just do it in dog years, and then you guys will have that 50 years real quick.
Done.
Done.
We're already at 35. I'm in.
See? There we go.
That was easy.
Yeah. And another year, we're going to be doing their 15-year anniversary. See, I got you guys covered, man.
But working with local businesses, folks in the community, I think of Cecilia Jernigan. She's such a connector. And she really has done so much promoting for us because she believes in the healthy life, the lifestyle. And loves our food. And when I make one of our signature items, spinach bites, people are like, spinach bites, what's that? Oh, they're amazing. It's like a frittata and a quiche all wrapped up with spinach. And we throw kale in there. Kale, yeah, that's another thing.
Kale, yeah.
Kale, yeah.
Kale, yeah. That should be a bumper sticker.
I know,
sticker.
We want to do it on a t-shirt or something.
Might as well.
Well, kale is so good for
you. I think it will work out for sure in this little community because I was just talking with one of our neighbors here, and you know, she's into Hinduism, I think it's called, with all the little trinkets and stuff. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are here, you know, with the Namaste. Is that how you say it?
Namaste.
Namaste. And I really don't know anything about it, but if you walked into her place, everybody's actually all a part of it, you know? They're actually making like these efforts to go ahead and live a healthy and good mm-hmm. thing for your life, you know? And I'm starting to catch on to it. I think that's kind of where I first maybe met you. I mean, obviously on Facebook was probably the first initial one, but, mm-hmm. What's in our food? What the food?
Yeah.
And then, mm-hmm. you know, going to the local is one of my favorite spots because there's something about the food that makes me feel, good of mm-hmm. eating it. And, you know, growing older for me, I'm just like, I can't do this. I feel like crap after this. this whole little burping up, this spice later on, I don't know what the heck that is. And I'm right. trying to figure this all out like I'm a doctor or something. And then finally I found a spot where food that I eat is not, it's not making me feel down. Mm-hmm. It actually gives me energy for the day. So, you know, acknowledging that this food is out there and people are wanting to take care of that, that's huge. That's really huge because we do need to know what's in our foods, and that's kind of one of the, you know, the things about your what you said earlier is that you literally come from the garden, and when you know where what garden is coming from, who's planting it, who's putting it out there, it's huge. Just like right. See, I trust that. I trust you. I trust that food, and I just want to eat there all the time. You know, like if I mean, don't get me wrong. I know U.S. food is starting to go a little bit organic, but if I see the U.S. truck in a parking lot, I'm like, what are they taking from them? So, yeah. You know, I got all those cool ideas and thoughts, but one of them is food is one of my favorite friends. So,
well, food is thy medicine.
Yes.
And imagine if we all ate healthier and were aware in the mindfulness with food, yeah. we would all be doing cartwheels and
energy for days.
And not that I don't want to call my doctor. I have a lot of good doctor friends, but we really could call them for other things. And
yeah, to see what they're doing. Yeah. If they want to come over and eat
some food. Come over and have some food. Right, right.
I still don't know if I'd be doing cartwheels. I don't do very well with spinning.
Okay.
I would act young, but people might think I'm crazy.
Too late.
They think?
Well, if I start doing some weird things, yeah. you know, I don't know. I've watched some kids like run around and they just do some weird things. I'm like, if I did that, people would think I'm crazy. But I would love to go ahead and join these kids sometimes.
There you go.
Give it a shot.
So you just inspired me to share when we were talking about food and in the garden are herbs, mm-hmm. culinary herbs. They're amazing. I attended the Herbal Wisdom Institute and I graduated in 2017
How many years
herbalist
is that?
I know it was a 1 year curriculum.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say,
so there was a certain number of hours. It's the only certified herbalism school up here in the North Central Hub
and put on by Chris Vaughn.
My friend Chris Vaughn is the program director and founder, and she taught us how to be herbies. And my husband thought that I'd be making tinctures and teas and have all this retail product on the shelves at the garden. And there's nothing there that I've made on that shelf, but I fell in love with the culinary herbs. So parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, garlic, and turmeric are my favorites.
So do you grow them?
Well, I grow some. Mm-hmm. I definitely do. We have rosemary, lots of mint, parsley, some basil, but it takes a lot of time to grow herbs.
And you're a busy lady.
I am a busy lady. So there's a lot of great places where we can get those herbs good. Here locally as well. But the herbs have really become my passion. And I love just adding herbs. We work with different organizations here in our community. And we use a lot of rosemary. We use a lot of basil, a lot of parsley. Those all help with skin. They also help with gut therapy because, as you know, Lynette, it all takes place in the tummy. The mm-hmm. gut is where it all is. It's like that's a brain or another organ that we have to really mm-hmm. you know, fall more in love with. It helps us communicate. But anyway, getting back in there, the more herbs in the food, the more herbalicious it is, and it is just, it changes the profile of food, and it really helps the way that we feel.
Now, do you do talks about
I've
herbs?
Done mostly I do what's called Plant to Plate, which is a fun class. It's about an hour and a half. And I love, love, love teaching people about the herbs. And we smell them, we touch them, we taste them. We make breakfast with them. We do appetizers with them. And we drink them.
Oh, good.
And
do you have any coming up?
I don't have any coming up right now. In the spring. We'll definitely revisit that. My most recent one was at the Yavapai Hills community with their garden club. We had such a great time doing the herbs there. And I've seen people in community that say, oh, I remember your class and it was great and we talk about it. And I've seen some at the Forest Villas Sangria Social, and our really true dear friends, Ken and Lisa Lane at Waters Garden Center, actually invited me twice to do classes with them. I've assisted Chris at her venue for training, and I've done a couple herbal talks. And I'll be also participating next year in the herbal conference that we're having. And so I'll be doing speaking as well as providing beverage service and just serving food and drink that have herbs in them.
That's great.
Yes.
Now, we were talking about shirts with the kale, but I think it needs to be Goods from the Garden, Herbalicious.
Herbalicious.
I think that would be just big quotation marks.
I think we've got some taglines, Zach. That's really good. So my biggest thing is the balance and the time to do that part. I'll have to hire you. You can help me with the design of the Herbalicious. Put your little insignia, Zach.
Herbalicious.
Herbalicious.
And then a song.
Kale, yeah.
Yeah.
Kale, yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, Debbie.
There we go. You got to make the shirt, though. You have to.
I know. I'm going to. And I'm going to give it to you to wear. You to wear. Yeah. We'll all be wearing
it. It's all in process. So we'll just take it and roll with it, and we'll let you know when it's done. Okay.
Jeez. Sounds great. Go. Everybody's going to be flying on the Kale, yeah movement.
Yeah. I better do it before somebody else takes it.
You might as well just be on your phone right now and doing that
as we speak. Get it done. Exactly. Get her done.
If 1,000 people start listening to this, they're going to be like, I'm in. Yeah. And there's a lot of California people in town that are really wanting to go ahead and make some things happen. And I'm not saying that as a bad thing, but you better do something.
I think we should start using Herbalicious for everything. Like, girl, you so Herbalicious.
Should be a theme song. There should be a theme song. So when she starts bringing out her platters of food, she's walking in there, and then the theme song in the back. Herbalicious. That's the Herbalicious.
That's exactly what she wants.
Herbalicious.
So anyway, back to Goods from the Garden.
Let's talk about this massage therapy. I didn't know anything about that one.
Oh, let me ask something about Goods from the Garden, though.
Okay, first.
So what kind of catering do you do? Do you do everything?
We do all everything. Numbers. Yes. All budgets. We bring the garden to you is basically it. Because people always say, where's your restaurant? Right here. This is our restaurant. We don't have a brick and mortar. We have a food trailer. We do catering, and we do all types of catering. We do events from 2 to 300.
That's fabulous.
Yes. And we definitely, focus on, like you had mentioned, Lynette, budgets, because everybody has a different budget. And, we want to be able to create something for every budget as much as possible.
Sure.
And really still include those great ingredients and to give the service. We do a lot of community events.
Yes, you do.
We support the community in many ways. We've done a lot of in-kind donations for organizations here in town that may be, 501c3s and folks that just, there's not much of a budget, but what can we do? How can we enhance the event? Mm-hmm. Well, food brings everybody together.
Absolutely.
Think about breaking bread. When we all break bread together, food is a social time when we come together and we eat. And all different foods are brought to the table. We do specialize in fresh food, so that means so many things. We do Italian, we do fajita stations, we did for a local organization, we did a Thai dish. French cuisine, I need to do a little bit more dabbling with my friend Julia, who is my inspiration, but really the folks that are on my team are the ones that really help bring these events together, because I could not do it without their dedication, their passions for food. And it's just been amazing. It's been a blessing. It truly has, the variety of people that we have. A neat thing that we recently participated with, the Western Heritage Foundation, we donated a dinner certificate, a private chef meal for four, and chair massage. So
nice.
I went to the house, I made dinner. Richard came to the house right around dessert time. He got to eat dinner. And offered chair massage. It was a $300 value for this couple to invite another couple over. And it was so much fun. And it just, you know, we just love when we are able to enjoy and have fun with what we do. Sometimes we have to be a little bit more serious. If we're doing a life celebration, we become part of the family when we're celebrating with them, and how we could be compassionate for those that, you know, just lost someone so special in their life, but how we can bring the food and present it and just be there for them so they can be with their families is amazing. We love doing weddings. Weddings are a lot of work, but we love it. So big and small, we do it all.
Well, and don't be afraid of the word caterer, because I know sometimes people think, oh my gosh, I can't afford a caterer. Call anyway. You know, a lot of times they can work with you on some sort of budget, and you know, it just takes a lot of pressure off of that event, whatever that event may be. So
yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
You know, always being considered. Even when I do meet with clients and people do refer, I always thank them. Thank you for considering us, because there are choices. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of larger restaurants here in our community, smaller restaurants as well. And that's the one thing. We don't have a restaurant.
Right.
Not yet.
Your
not
focus yet. Is not your yet. Catering. Okay.
Just wait.
She's like, more
news to follow.
I already have some ideas.
Oh.
I'm like, you know what? The best part about being in Prescott is that it's just really small, close knit, and for some reason I hear everything. I haven't heard anything about you.
Richard and I walked into an event we were invited to, Bacon and Bourbon.
Ooh.
With some friends that are a little bit younger than we are. We were the old ones, but Richard has some great friends. I have great friends, and someone said, a little bird told me, and I said, oh, those little birds are cheaper out there. So this is a very close-knit community.
Very close-knit.
Richard and I, we have been praying for an opportunity to have a larger kitchen, because we're really blessed right now. We work with the Prescott College, mm-hmm. and that's where our catering kitchen is. So we rent the kitchen where we prepare all of our foods. So Chef Mark and Sunny and all the staff there have been very open to allow us to come in and create what we do. But we're also with another business. So there's two businesses working together, creating great things. And now it's time that Richard and I are just really out there hoping that there will be something for us.
An opportunity.
An opportunity. And that we can continue with community and to be able to host different community events. So stay tuned. More okay. news to follow on that one.
Ooh, look at how you do this.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, you guys got to hear this. But then you're going to be like, that sucks. we didn't get nothing.
You know, it's really
that.
Interesting. One thing I've learned from Richard is throwing spaghetti on the walls. We throw a lot of spaghetti on the walls. And I never knew what that saying was. But, you know, people say, oh, they're just dreamers, or this person's a dreamer. It's having a vision and just going for it.
Absolutely.
And the worst thing is it doesn't turn out, but it gets better the next time. And
yeah.
I worked with a gentleman, and it was called Fail Forward. It's not failure. Richard and I, we had a business, and we had to close it once. A lot of people don't know that. Back in 2008, it was really hard. We had a restaurant. It was called Our Place. It was a meeting place. It was an Italian restaurant. But, you know, through whatever reason, we learned a lot. We supported community. We met great people.
You didn't shy away.
And we didn't. I just kept following. I went different directions. Mm-hmm. I went different paths. But really came back to the food piece. And having a fail forward is probably the best thing that would have happened to me, because it changed my life. It really did. It put me on a path to wellness, because just at the Natural Healing Garden, people are attracted to come to the garden for many reasons, whether it's through massage, whether it's a facial, whether it's a garden party. People are coming to celebrate and receive great services and good food. Or maybe it was where I was supposed to heal and to be, and just to be part of my process where I got better clarity and had amazing people around me, because really that's what happened. And from there, I just started flourishing like my little bush of rosemary or basil.
Exactly. So let's talk mm-hmm. about the garden.
So the garden is located at 119 Garden Street. Mm-hmm. It's only 7 blocks from the downtown square, so it's very convenient. We are in a little historic area in the downtown area, and we offer many different modalities of massage therapy. We do stretching. We also do cranial sacral work, which is just relaxation through the different serums in the brain. Natural skincare, if I didn't mention that already. We have some wellness products that are local. We really like to support local and even Arizona products. That's important. We have our garden, which is really nice. This year we had tomatoes, peppers, parsley, rosemary and thyme and mint, habaneros that we generously donated to Prescott College also. So they make an excellent Acatilla Rojo sauce. If you like a hot sauce, you got to go have some of their sauce.
Hot sauce.
But it is it's a beautiful place. It's tranquil. Who would have thought that the Natural Healing Garden on Garden Street would be where we would be in the year, I think 2013, 2014 is when Richard was able to acquire that building. And we've just met a lot of great, great people. Our clients are amazing. The stories, the relationships that are created with our clients are pretty special. We become a family. We get a lot of referrals. We are a referral-based company for the most part. Richard works in the community a lot with different organizations, and we do chair massage events with them to help support. Richard is the team therapist for the Northern Arizona Suns. So we're really fortunate to be able to help them when they're running and jumping and falling and sprinting and everything, that they can come to us and get supported, or we go to them as far as going to their area. So the garden is just, it's been an amazing transformation.
Well, and I think people too are kind of changing their outlook as to massage therapies or therapies of that nature, that it's not just a luxury anymore. It really is about overall wellness. And the services that you offer there are, I mean, they're so vast, which is amazing. In fact, and I did a garden party with some mom friends of mine, and it was great because we just took a break, from being a mom for a minute. And we just were able to have amazing food by you. You catered amazing food. And we all had little mini sessions of different services that were offered. And it was phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal. So is something like that offered regularly?
Yes.
So somebody can just call the garden and say, hey, I want a garden party.
I want a garden party. Where do I start?
It was amazing. It
I'm
absolutely
so glad you enjoyed
was,
it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All that. The moms were just like, this was awesome. Because people, and it's not just moms, people just don't take time for themselves, you know, to just get away, stop, relax, chill.
Agreed. Yeah. And so the garden parties are available. They're typically a 2-hour period where we would just have 2 hours of bliss and we take care of you. We offer food, teas, herbal waters, lemonades, and like Lynette said, you know, the mini services of receiving a mini facial or working on the neck and shoulders, foot scrubs. You know, so many of us moms, even guys, dads, you know, we're on our feet. A lot of people have gotten those little what are the things called that are on their wrists? When they wear, I don't know, it's technology, and you wear this, and you see how many steps you make.
Oh, you mean like a Fitbit?
Oh, Fitbit, yeah, Fitbit.
Fitbit.
And so imagine like 20,000 steps every day that we take.
Yeah.
Our feet feel it.
I hit 10,000 yesterday. So
wow.
It's 5 miles, people.
Richard always says if I wore one, it would explode. Hit like 200 and go
I have martinis to start walking.
But anyway, a garden party is an opportunity to just be with your friends, family. And another fun thing that we started doing is working and doing little wedding parties, so little bridal parties. So the garden party where the bride would invite her entourage, or the maid of honor would plan it and surprise the bride, and all the girls would be there. And so we would just give them some sessions of pampering. We've had a couple of our local businesses, our friends, schedule parties for their staff as a way to recognize them, to say, thank you for your hard work. Now let's get you over to Goods from the Garden, the Natural Healing Garden, and we want to take care of you. And so it's wonderful when folks in the community trust us to take care of their employees, to be able to facilitate a 2-hour process where it's all about relaxation, a little bit of fun, some creativity. We also do little DIY projects where we'll create a salt scrub or make a personalized lotion with an aromatherapy or essential oil that somebody chooses. So we really just want to create that experience, whether it's through massage therapy, through skincare, through just sitting in the garden and listening to the birds. cicadas. Those could be a little loud at times, but just being in the garden, it doesn't cost you anything to come sit in the garden. Have a cup of tea, just be who you are, and just have some time.
Do you guys do couples massage?
We do.
I know it's early, but you know, it is December and Valentine's Day will be coming around the corner rapidly.
What is Valentine's Day?
So couples massage. Yes, a day for love.
Something you know, I haven't
Cupid
seen.
Has that little bow and he just hits you.
So the guys, the folks that are listening, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it. Don't say we didn't tell you about it. So.
Stop winking at me.
Don't buy roses.
Well, unless they love roses, but
yeah, no, don't buy them.
Find out now when they like what flowers they like.
Yeah, massage is a great gift.
Exactly.
We even have gift certificates where you could just receive a gift and then we could customize a service for you, whether it's massage or facial or maybe it's all of that. Some people say, I really don't like massage. What else can you do? Well, do you like to eat? Yes, I like to eat. Well, we can convert that into catering.
Yeah.
You would do that?
Customize
Absolutely,
it.
Because everybody... Our head from head to toe, we're all different.
Yeah.
And some people don't want massage. They would rather maybe
have a nice meal.
Have a meal, yeah. Invite their neighbors. We also do, just speaking of meals, we do family meals. We have clients who we cook for weekly. It's kind of their own personal catering.
Oh, that's they awesome. Have. I didn't know that.
And so they're able to receive food and just enjoy fresh food. So...
That's fantastic.
Lots of goodness.
The fresh food. Fun. The fresh food industry is hot in Prescott.
It is.
I like
it
that.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
I can't wait to hear this little secret. I'm still on that one.
When it's time, we'll share.
You ever have
praying for
the open door.
A different door. Yeah.
That's cool.
So when the door opens, I'll let you know for sure.
Do you ever have that little deal where you just don't tell nobody about it? Don't tell nobody about it. And then, you know, when it happens and you're just like, oh, hey, guess what we're doing?
Mm-hmm. We'll just have to have her back on the show.
Yeah. Sometimes I like to go ahead and like, oh, guess what I'm doing? And next thing you know, it just like doesn't happen. I'm like, crap, did I just do that?
Yeah.
Did I just do
that? But, you know, it's kind of like when you share something that you're praying for something and other people can say, hey, we're going to get in on this. Okay. You know, whatever that means, whatever prayer or whatever time, you know, quiet time people share, if people would just reach out maybe a little bit more and say, hey, you know, I'm going through a hard time, or hey, I'm really wanting this. What would be a way I could get this? Well, let me know what you want. Just like Richard, he's a connector. People tell him what they want. He goes on Craigslist. He goes, I'll find it for him. He has clients that say, oh, well, by the way, I have this couch. And someone just said that they're looking for a couch. And so Richard says, here's your couch. I mean, it's really neat. When we tell each other what we need, then it happens.
It's amazing what that open communication
can do for you. Yeah, just put it out there.
What is communication?
Appropriately, right?
Most relevant questions ever.
I can tell you this, it doesn't involve your thumbs.
That is not texting.
What are you talking about? I guess thumbs up, guys.
No, I will not give you a ride.
It was a thumbs up, guys.
So,
thumbs up moment.
What are we missing from Goodson and Garden and the Natural Healing Garden? Anything else you want to share with us?
You know, I think just the one thing, I don't know if it's missing or not, is, you know, we just do it a little different. You know, we really focus on the experience. I always tell people everybody is different. You know, we need to learn to listen, because what I think might taste good on a plate may be different than what somebody else wants on their plate. And so listening and creating is really important. And another thing that I really love to do is what's available. You know, if there's carrots available and there's lots of carrots, it's carrot season, let's make things with carrots. If there's kale, lots of kale available, we can,
make things.
But if we use what's available and maybe what's in your refrigerator right now. So those of you that are listening, if you open your refrigerator and you think, instead of going out shopping, getting this big list, what do you have available? And what could you make with it? Could it be a soup? Could it be a stew? Can you scramble it in eggs? Can you stir it up and maybe add it on a tortilla? You know, what is available? And then look in the pantry and what do you have? If you have a little bit of stock or some broth and you've got onions and garlic and maybe some herbs and vegetables and this piece of chicken that's there, then I would just love for people to go into the kitchen and create something. And
well, and quite honestly, go to Pinterest. You can put in anything that you have in your refrigerator or pantry. You can put in those ingredients in the search bar and something will come
there
up.
There you go. Absolutely.
And I think cooking is very therapeutic.
It truly, truly is. And it's interesting. We cook for
people
50
like
people breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day, in addition to our clients that contact us for catering and special events, in addition to those that come for massage. And what I love is when you're cooking for these folks, and we started talking about on the show, you know, there's a certain passion or a soulfulness or essence that goes into the food. But then you see people get better. They feel better. Mm-hmm. Their skin changes. Their eyes change. The way they're standing and holding their posture changes because they feel better. Mm-hmm. I've never gone hungry. I don't know what it's like to not have food available. I've been so fortunate. And I've met some people who they haven't had food. We support the local shelter, Prescott Area Shelter Services, with a monthly meal of fresh food. Third Monday of every month. And there's some men, some women and children that they're so grateful. They're safe. They're in a safe place and we get to bring them food. And daily I work with clients who may not have eaten for a few days and we get to bless them with whatever we're cooking. And I've had some people say, well, this is just too healthy. Okay, good. And then they come back and they say, thank you so much. That meal made my day. To hear that is amazing. We talked about the herbs. You know, if I can make a difference in someone's life, if basil could help them or parsley could help them, and it can help with whether it's a youth who's going through some acne and their skin may not be great, eat more parsley and oregano. It's good for you. If you're going through something and you're having a hard time with your stomach or your gut or your liver, you know, let's put some herbs in there that could really help and it's going to make you feel better. Inflammation, as we get older, our knees, it hurts, our bones, arthritis, turmeric is amazing. So when we see some of our clients, we get to surprise them with ingredients that could really help them. And then they just say, gosh, I feel better. All right. There you go. That's what it's about, because return clients are important to us, but it's in the moment.
Right.
And what we've learned in business here, even with our families and our personal lives, is we just keep planting the seeds. People have planted the seeds in me. My mother, one of my biggest supporters, my mother, Linda, she has planted seeds. She would tell us, oh, you need to buy organic and do this and eat this organic and don't eat this and have that. And I used to tell my mom, I was a single mom for 9 years. My mom, I just can't afford it. How am I going to do it? The girls are not going to eat it, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? You know, I've listened to her. And so thanks, Mom. For always believing in me and believing in her kids, that whatever she felt that we could do, she just kept watering us, watering that garden, and it was amazing. And so now I get to share a passion of just having a healthier lifestyle. I'm learning something every day. I'm by no means am I perfect. I don't want to be. There's just one perfect one, but I'm here to learn, to fail forward at times,
absolutely,
to ask questions, to laugh, to cry, to be on a journey of just doing the best that I can, setting the tone for my grandson and my new grandbaby coming, but just the people in our life and what the people that I work with have taught me is amazing, really. I mean, the staff at the Natural Healing Garden and Goods from the Garden are... what's the word? Exemplary? I don't know. They're good people. They really are. They come to work and they want to make a difference.
That's awesome.
And it's really hard finding good people that want to make a difference.
Yes.
There
is a shortage of that.
Shortage of just people caring in general.
Exactly.
All right.
So we just really want to continue growing in the community the best that we can and sharing what we do and learning from those and being grateful for opportunities like today for inviting in. A lot of people don't get to hear the whole story at times. And I felt comfortable that I can just be vulnerable and be who I am because I'm real.
You are.
And just continue learning and sharing.
No, not around here. Yeah. Just kidding. There's so many real people out here. So I'm kind of really happy to find out more about, you know, our local community. Even though I've seen you so many times, not knowing the whole story and everything that you have going on, it's kind of a thrill to me. So now I know. I'm like, oh, did you go there? Did you go check out the garden?
Exactly.
I want to go check out the garden. Not today, though. It's too cold.
It's cold.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, this is nice and warm in the studio right now.
We have some beautiful trees when the leaves are out, and it's just a really nice, tranquil
place.
Very
tranquil place.
Yeah, just sitting in the garden.
So to wrap things up, how do we find you?
Well, you can find us by going on Facebook for the Natural Healing Garden, Goods for the Garden. You can go to our website, which is www.naturalhealinggarden.com. We also have goodsfromthegarden.com, which all is linked together. You can call us at 928-237-4116. We're happy to help and assist in any way. And again, we're just 7 blocks west of the downtown square at 119 Garden Street.
Yeah, so if you're a visitor to town, if you happen to be listening to this podcast and you're going to be a visitor staying at one of our local hotels, you can just pop up there and have some services and make your stay complete. Or if you're local, again, give certificates and, you know, do something out of the ordinary for someone, because they definitely have an amazing energy, both of their businesses and the her and Debbie and Richard, you know, as a couple, just, you know, they're just so giving and so giving to the community. It's great to pay that forward. So
thank you.
You're welcome.
It's an honor.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
I'm happy to be here too. Thanks for inviting me again. Sorry I wasn't here last time.
Whatever.
For some reason I was like, I was over here. Yep. You're at a meeting. What's this going on?
Okay. I see
priorities. Thank you all for what you do, because everybody here does something special.
Yes.
You know, promoting whatever it is, healthier living, more communication, openness, what's going on. There's times I'm so busy. Every once in a while, I'll see that there's a comedy night. I'm like, oh, it would be so good to laugh. And we have a wedding that night. But it's like, okay, I know I'm going to keep waiting, because I'm going to go laugh with San Martin.
Yeah.
And
I actually have a really cool one coming in. It's Jimmy Kimmel's sister, Jill Kimmel.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's awesome. But we can't promote it like that.
Will it be at Los Pinos? Or no, is there...
it's actually going to be on Prescott Valley. I try to do a bunch of last-minute stuff, which San Martin likes to do recently.
Okay.
And so, anyways.
Spontaneity. That's how it goes.
Yeah, Tony's 2 is going to be housing it for the night. And it's going to be pretty awesome. I can't wait, to be honest. I was just like, what? Jimmy Kimmel's sister.
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah. Well, you can't say Jimmy Kimmel's sister. She's like, don't even put his name in there. And I'm like, really? All right. Do you know who Kimmel is?
Yeah.
I'll figure this out. Don't worry. So anyways, if you want to come check it out, it's the 14th. No, 15th. December 15th.
Cool. Mm. All right. Very nice. We're signing off today.
That's
thanks so much.
Herbalicious.
Thank you all. Yeah. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. See you later.